All right. Joseph Sutton joins us, as I said in the close of our last segment. A very enjoyable book. It's a journal of the 2012 and 2010 World Series seasons, and it's also interwoven with his son's baseball career. Joseph, nice to have you with us.
Hello, Marty. You Iron Man, you.
Well, I try to, you know, show up every day. That's the deal.
Well, God, you've given so many hours this whole week. My God, I can't believe it, how you do it.
I know. I'm going to pick Ray Woodson up at the airport. No, believe me, I'm very happy he's coming back. But it's fine. You know, it's been, you know, the trouble with the whole week is the team is losing. And, you know, you want to do the shows and you analyze the thing. And as Andy Bagley said, it's, you know, it's like Groundhog Day every day. So, but it's fun. I have fun. I enjoy it. And, you know, and just since you asked me, we're heading up to July 1st. And now we've got three summer months, really, two summer months and then the fall of baseball. And this is where, you know, and you know it from chronicling the Giants, this is where things happen. So you never can give up hope. Heck, four games out is, you can make that up in 10 days.
Yeah, the thing is, they're only four games out. You know, it's unbelievable that with all this losing going on, they're still only four games out.
Right, and thank goodness. It's not going to go on forever, the losing or the other team's losing, and that's the thing. You can't let it get out of hand. But, Joseph, tell us about your book, because you did the book after the 2010 wonderful season. You now have incorporated the 2012 season in there. Tell us, you know, how you did it and where people can get it.
Well, when I write in my journal, most of the time during the every week, there always seems to be something written about the. I always write something about the Giants, and so I just gathered all those writings that I wrote about them, and you know, put them together for the 2012 and the 2010 seasons, and also included my baseball experience with my son. So we made a book out of the 2010, and then I incorporated the 2012 and made made another book out of that called The Years the Giants Won the Series. So
where do you get it, Joe?
There are many bookstores in San Francisco. If not, you could always ask for it, and they could always order it. You could get it on Amazon. You could get it on get a Kindle. You know, if you have a Kindle reader, you can read it on Kindle, and you could always order it anywhere at any time.
Very good. Joseph Sutton is with us. The book is The Years the Giants Won This Series. And as I say, it's an easy read. You pick it up, and all of a sudden you're back in that 2012 or 2010 season, and Joseph did his sort of his diary of it. What did you think in 2012? Of course, the World Series kind of came out of nowhere. They're down, and all these elimination games, but during the year, and I just picked up one page today, the Melky Cabrera suspension, and then they went to San Diego, and Zito gets knocked out, and I think they won the game 8-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a big turning point for me, because Bochy managed differently from that day forward. He didn't let a pitcher ever get hit hard and lose the game. He had the relief ready from that day forward. He managed like a playoff manager.
Well, you know, I remember when Melky, the whole town just was deflated, you know. How are they going to, you know, stay in first place now? And, you know, this guy was a great hitter at that time of that year. And I don't know how he's doing this year, by the way. I looked at the score.
About 275. I have that bet, you know, with Rick Smith. It's a dollar. Yeah, it's a dollar for every point under 300 I owe Rick. And I get a dollar for every point over 300. And he reminds me of this about every month when we have lunch at Original Joe's. So I'm hanging in there. I'm hoping he gets to 300.
Well, Bochy, you know, during that time, yes, you know, he had everyone was healthy at that time. And now everyone's unhealthy. So.
Are you keeping a diary for this year, too?
It's not a diary, but it's just that, you know, when I write in my diary or journal, as you call it, I do make my notes about them, and And for the last few days, I'm just I haven't written anything about them because, you know, they're losing, and
all right.
I don't like losing.
So well, we want another book from you, so keep your journal going.
Yeah, I do have actually more notes this year than previous years.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, and it's always nice to hear from you. The book, The Years the Giants Won the Series, and as Joe says, it's his journal. It's an easy read, and it brings you back to these seasons and these days very easily, and it's incorporated with his son's baseball as well as any parent could enjoy it. So, Joe, thank you for being on.
Marty, can I just tell you my website?
Yes, please do. Yes, absolutely.
Joe, Joesutt, joesutt.com.
Got it. All right.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
Anytime. You know that. Glad to see you always at the Public House, too.
Thank you.
All right. That is Joe Sutton. No, it's a good read. Very good read.